Hello, women of power and spirit. This August, we're focusing on the concept of let life be easy and fun. And particularly this week, we're playing with this prescription. Have fun building on your successes. It really is a misnomer that we need to fix our weaknesses and failures. That if we concentrate on our weaknesses, we will make ourselves better. And I think we've talked about this in one of our other sessions together. If we concentrate on the weaknesses, guess where all of our life force energy is going? Right? It's going into the weakness. That's not helping us open and expand and create with the gifts that we have, that we came in with. It's doing exactly the opposite. So the opposite of focus on your weaknesses, that's what's true. What's true is the more we focus on our strengths and successes, the more confidence we have in who we are and in using our spiritual and secular gifts in a way that enriches the lives of others and exhilarates us. It's telling the universe, here, do you see this wonderful, exciting, powerful energy that is part of the life force of creation? Whoa, let's go. It's far more exhilarating to focus on, expand on, and build on our successes. And it increases the likelihood that you are going to get satisfying results and a life that you enjoy. In marketing, I was taught a really important lesson about this. And it applies, I think, to most areas of our lives, if not all areas of our lives. So here's what I was taught. When something is working for you, do more of it. Pretty simple, isn't it? So let's use a business as an example, since we're talking about marketing. Let's say you owned a furniture store and you were suddenly selling more couches than usual. The best thing to do for your business is to keep selling more couches. But here's what happens. The couches are going out the door, and as they do, you notice there are a bunch of lounge chairs that aren't moving. So you start to wonder, what could I do about the lounge chairs? But the wisdom is in sticking with what is working. The mind is an interesting place. We have a tendency when something is working to notice what is not working and unconsciously redirect our energy. In our furniture store example, if you stay focused on selling more couches, eventually you'll either need to order more couches to add to your inventory, or you will run out of couches to sell. Then you naturally focus on the lounge chairs. But if you switch gears midstream, you lose energy and momentum in an unnecessary refocusing. I invite you to think about how you might be doing that in your life. If you're experiencing a success, are you willing to let yourself really experience that success to its fullest? Do you have thoughts that say, I wonder if this will last? Maybe this just won't keep going as well as it is, and then what? Or you're over there focusing, like our furniture store owner, on what is not happening. What's happening in your mind? Where are you diffusing the energy that is naturally building up as you are living your life and doing the work that you're here to do and being in the relationships you're here to be in? And how would that change if you focused on the successes you are already having? Take lessons from those successes. Take the basic core morals of the story, the insights that you're getting, and apply that into another area of your life. So you're building on successes. How would that change your life? One way that you can increase your focus is to take one of your successes into holding and allow yourself to feel its expansion in the presence of all accepting love. get used to and comfortable with that expanded state of success. Of course, you can always take areas in which you feel weak or uncertain into the holding too, and you can nurture them in that compassionate love. That is appropriate. That's an honoring of the wisdom and the knowledge and the experiences that are behind those feelings, and let them find their rest. That's very different than putting all of your focus on what is not working. And I hope you can make that distinction with me. You really want to train your mind to be aware of and compassionate to the weaknesses, the inadequacies, the places where you feel like, oh, I just wish things were working a little better. Of course, they deserve our loving presence and attention, and the holding is perfect for that. At the same time, when things are moving, when they are accelerating and they are expanding, direct your conscious energy into that expansion. Celebrate it, enjoy it, be present to it, and allow that divine expression to grow and grow as far as it wants to grow. Back to our furniture story here. Let's say you're selling couches. You're doing really well with couches, and you've got more shipments of couches, and those lounge chairs are just sitting around. Maybe you're never going to sell, at least not retail, a lounge chair again. Maybe you are going to find another business in town that is selling lounge chairs like crazy, right? And so you wholesale your inventory to them. Or again, as I mentioned before, there's a natural shift that occurs. You've sold the couches you're going to sell for that period of time, and now you get to bring your attention to those lounge chairs and creatively say, how do these get out into the world? Where are their owners? Where do they belong? So we get to, and it charges our lives to focus on our successes, direct universal energy to those successes, and let them expand. So consider a success that you would like to take into this week's holding meditation, and I'll see you there.